Good morning and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, and we're continuing our study this week from the Bible. Yesterday we looked at James chapter 1 and just picked out a few little tidbits to get our minds focused on the day and how we can profit from our trials and to count it joy when we endure trials, and then how if we can endure those trials and withstand the temptation that the devil's trying to lay at our feet, that we can receive the crown of life one day that the Lord has provided for us. And then how we need to be workers, how we need to be doers of the word and not just hear the word, not just read it, and not just listen to it when we in Bible classes and in the pulpit, how we have to be acting on the word and just be doers and not hearers only. We kind of want to continue that thought process this morning as we look at James chapter 2. If you've got your Bibles and love to follow along, we'll start in verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should come also in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes, and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit here at my footstool, have you not shown partiality among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he is called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So we see here a few things here in James chapter 2, and here's some thoughts for us for the day. The first half of James chapter 2 is talking about showing partiality and how we as Christians need to be careful that we not show partiality and be not partial to different people based off of their social status, that we need to treat everyone the same, that we need to treat someone that's got a lot of money, you know, with the same respect and honor, and treat someone that doesn't have as much and aren't as well off, treat them with the same amount of respect as the one that we talk about with the being rich, and how that we not blaspheme the name by which we are called, that we not be a disrespecter of persons or dishonor that, because we know that if we do that, if we show partiality, that we commit sin and that we're transgressors of the law. So you need to be careful when it comes to that. And then also, the latter half of the chapter talks about faith without works being dead. A lot of people say, you know, I have faith, and therefore I'm saved. But we are going to be saved by what we do here on this earth. The things that we do here on this earth is how we're going to be judged by. And we're judged by the works that we do along with our faith. Faith and works coincide with one another. We work because we have faith. That's what we talked about yesterday about being doers of the word and not hearers only. Our faith, if we have that true faith, it's going to cause us to be workers in the kingdom of the Lord. I hope everyone has a good rest of your day today, and just give you some things to think about as you go throughout your day. Hope everyone has a blessed day. Thank you.